USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most.
The federal eviction moratorium expired over the weekend, but if and when people could be evicted varies greatly depending on the laws where they live. If you live in a community that has no COVID-19 protection still in place, it could be a matter of days or weeks. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Great Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chudden Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Title 42 will stay in place to keep persons who potentially pose a health risk out of the country. Dan Araki has more.
The Biden administration will keep a policy in place to turn away illegal migrants at the border due to the COVID pandemic. The extension of the Trump-era policy, known as Title 42, was announced by the Centers for Disease Control Monday, saying in a statement that the introduction of non-citizens, regardless of their country of origin, migrating through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. The Biden administration had previously indicated that they would end the policy over the summer. The American Civil Liberties Union also announced Monday that they would be filing a lawsuit in an attempt to force the administration to lift the policy.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reportedly sat down for an 11-hour interview as the state of New York investigates allegations of sexual harassment against Cuomo from a large number of female aides. The interview, announced Monday, was actually conducted on July 17th, with participants prohibited from discussing it in public. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many employers across America are requiring their employees be vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounder says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC warned on Monday against travel to Greece, Ireland, Iran, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and other locations because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those places. Some of the other locations being raised to CDC's Level 4 Avoid Travel include Libya, Kazakhstan, Andorra, Malta, and Isle of Man between England and Ireland. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.